Overview. The 2022 Renault Kangoo ZE E-Tech 33 Maxi was a no-nonsense electric workhorse, a proper panel van alternative with an eco-conscience, even if it never officially graced U.S. shores. This Maxi version, marking the end of its production run in 2022, was all about maximizing space and practicality on a budget. Think of it as the sensible shoes of the EV world, not flashy, but gets the job done. Pricing data for new or used models in the U.S. market isn't available as per the provided information, reflecting its European focus. What's new for 2022? For 2022, the Kangoo ZE 33 Maxi was essentially rolling into its final year of production, representing the most refined version of this particular generation. The key 33 in its name points to its 33 kilowatt-hour nominal battery pack, which offered a significant usability boost over earlier iterations. While not brand spanking new for 22 itself, this larger battery was the main event for this variant, making it a more viable option for businesses and families needing that extra bit of electric range for daily duties before its discontinuation. Design and exterior. Forget sleek lines, the Kangoo ZE 33 Maxi is unashamedly a box on wheels, designed for pure function. Its van DNA screams practicality, with a purposeful stance. This Maxi trim stretches things out to a lengthy 183.7 inches, stands 70.9 inches tall, and spans 70 inches wide, mirrors tucked in, promising ample interior volume. Exterior frills are minimal. Expect robust materials and simple lighting, fitting its work-ready persona. It's all about getting the maximum cube for your buck, not turning heads at the valet. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the Kangoo ZE 33 Maxi and you'll find a cabin built for durability rather than luxury. Hard-wearing plastics are the order of the day, but it's all very functional with decent passenger space for its five occupants. The real party trick is the cargo hold, a whopping 45.9 cubic feet with the seats up, expanding to an enormous 120.1 cubic feet when they're folded down. No frunk, though. Tech is likely basic, focusing on essentials. Don't expect massive touchscreens, but a simple infotainment for core functions. Performance and driving experience. Don't expect to win any drag races in the Kangoo ZE 33 Maxi. Its 0 to 60 mph saunter takes a leisurely 21.8 seconds. The single permanent magnet synchronous motor, PMSM, sends 44 kilowatt and a useful 166 pound-foot of torque to the front wheels, FWD. This setup is geared for city driving, nippy enough for urban cut and thrust with a generally comfortable ride. Regenerative braking helps eke out extra miles, but performance is all about efficiency and utility, not outright thrills. It's a workhorse, not a racehorse. Range, battery, and charging. The Kangoo ZE 33 Maxi packs a 31 kilowatt-hour usable battery, delivering a real-world range estimated by Green Cars Compare at around 124 miles, decent for daily urban missions. It sips juice at a rate of 4.0 miles per kilowatt. For charging, its standard 7-kilowatt onboard AC charger can top up the battery from empty in roughly 4.5 to 5 hours. The provided specs don't list DC fast charging capability, suggesting it might be absent or very limited. The European Type 2 MENICES port would require a CCS Type 1 setup for US compatibility. Safety and driver assistance features. As the Renault Kangoo ZE 33 Maxi was primarily a European commercial-focused vehicle, official US NHTSA safety ratings are not available, and Euro NCAP ratings for this specific final version aren't listed in the provided data. You'd expect essential safety kit like airbags, ABS, and stability control to be standard. However, advanced driver assistance systems like adaptive cruise control or lane-keeping assist were likely not on the menu for this utilitarian van, especially as standard equipment, reflecting its budget-friendly, practical positioning in the market. warranty and maintenance coverage. While specific U.S. warranty details are moot since it wasn't sold here, Renault typically offered European ZE models with a vehicle warranty around 3 years/60,000 miles and a battery warranty of 8 years/100,000 miles, covering degradation. Powertrain coverage would align with the vehicle. Being electric, routine maintenance would focus on tires, brakes, and coolant, generally promising lower running costs than a traditional combustion van. However, as a discontinued model, parts and specialized service might become considerations over time for any owner.